This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Germany's health minister said Friday he expects the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to be approved for emergency use later in the day, but possibly only for restricted use. Speaking at a Berlin news briefing, German Health Minister Jens Spahn said Europe's drug regulator, the Europe Medicines Agency, could approve the new vaccine with restrictions because data on its use on the elderly was, quote, insufficient, end quote. Spahn said it was important to point out the difference between insufficient data and bad data. Johnson & Johnson said Friday its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large trial against multiple variants across three continents. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America and just 57% in South Africa, from where a worrying variant has spread. First, there was the UK variant of the coronavirus, which came to the US. Then there was the South African variant. Now there is a case of Brazil variant here. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Minnesota health officials say someone who lives in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area became ill with the Brazilian variant the first week of January after traveling to the country. However, the Department of Health said there was no immediate indication the variant was spreading. According to the CDC, the Brazilian variant contains a set of mutations that may affect its ability to be recognized by antibodies. Some researchers have raised a concern that it may be able to reinfect people who already were sickened by COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Mozambique's president said Friday Southern Africa's hospitals were being badly strained by a second coronavirus wave driven in part by the new variant that emerged in the region last year. Speaking as chairperson of the Southern African Development Community, he said the region was, quote, deep into the second wave of the pandemic, end quote, and urged members to step up efforts to curb outbreaks. The 16-member bloc now accounts for more than half of Africa's new daily infection figures. Rights groups and activists at home and abroad Friday denounced China for barring a prominent Chinese democracy and rights activist from leaving for the United States to care for his cancer-stricken wife. They called the action, quote, inhuman, and said the communist government has no right to restrict the activist's travel since he is a free man. The 54-year-old launched a hunger strike Thursday to protest after he was stopped at the Shanghai airport. Catalonia will elect its parliament February 14th after a court Friday annulled the regional government's plan to move the vote to May. The election is considered a litmus test for the wealthy northeastern Spain region's separatist movement. Two pro-independence parties currently govern the region, but opinion polls have been split on who could win this time. The Catalan government had sought to move the vote to May 30th in what it called a health measure due to rising coronavirus infections. Critics argued the date change violated the rule of law and said it was politically motivated. Britain Friday hailed a new visa offering Hong Kong citizens a route to citizenship after China's crackdown, but Beijing said it would no longer recognize special British passports offered to residents of the former colony. Britain and China have been bickering for months about what London and Washington say is an attempt to silence dissent in Hong Kong, though Beijing says the West's views are clouded by misinformation and an imperial hangover. Britain says it is fulfilling a historic and moral commitment to the people of Hong Kong after China imposed a tough new security law on the city that Britain says breaches the terms of agreements to hand the colony back in 1997. Italy revoked approval Friday for arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates over the conflict in Yemen, making permanent an 18-month temporary suspension. Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio said it is, quote, an act that we consider due, a clear message of peace coming from our country. For us, respect for human rights is an unbreakable commitment, end quote. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News.